Hi, is this Father Hughes?
Yes, it is.
Hi. I just had a quick question. Do you believe that there are exceptions to outside the church? There is no salvation?
No.
You don't. But you believe in invincible ignorance, right?
Correct.
So you believe that someone who doesn't believe in Jesus is actually inside the church?
When you say doesn't believe in Jesus, someone cooperating with the grace is given to him, but maybe someone hasn't heard of Jesus.
So that person who does not have faith in Jesus can be inside the church, according to you.
Could be saved through baptism with fire. Yeah.
And therefore he would be inside the church.
He would be united to the church.
So even though it's a dogma,
he would be formally a member of the church.
But you would agree that the church teaches that in order to be part of the church, you have to have the one faith of the church, because there's only one faith in the church?
Absolutely.
And so what you're saying is that someone who doesn't believe in Jesus has the same faith as the people who do believe in Jesus.
May I ask, who are you and why do you ask?
My name is Brother Peter, and I'm interested in the different positions that priests hold on these issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because I care about the Catholic faith, and
sure.
I was interested in hearing how you articulated your position on these matters in detail.
Why do you call me about this, since we've never spoken before?
Because I know you're a priest of the CMRI.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't you see the contradiction between the dogma that the church has defined that...
No, there's no contradiction, and what you would have to do is to read something the way theologians explain it. When you're just asking me a few questions on the phone, that's not giving an adequate opportunity to explain it fully the way the church does.
No, but the church has defined, and I've read a lot on this issue, the church has defined that all in the church have the
so
same...
Are you like trying to convert me to your idea? What's your point?
Well, that would obviously be my goal, but I was also interested in hearing how you would articulate your view precisely on this issue.
Okay.
And
would you like to give me your address and I'll send you something?
You could, I mean, but I'd rather just... I mean, I don't need to take up much of your time.
Right,
but I just wanted to make this point.
Rang and I was right on my way to a class.
Yeah, I just wanted to make this point that if it's been defined that all in the church have the same faith, you're saying that someone who does not believe in Jesus can have the same faith as Catholics who do believe in Jesus.
I will send you something to read if you're interested.
Okay, one last question. Would you say that invincible ignorance could apply to Jews who even reject Christ?
That's for God to judge, not for me.
So it's possible.
God will decide that.
Well, it's been defined that all who die as Jews go to hell.
That what?
That all who die as Jews go to hell.
That all who die as Jews go to hell.
Yeah. Council of Florence. Have you ever read that?
I haven't read the whole Council of Florence. I don't think I've read obviously a lot of it.
But you've never read
so
that.
Anyway, again, if you're interested, I'll send you something to read. If not, I do need to go to class.
Well, I would recommend our website, VaticanCatholic.com.
Okay.
But so you don't have any more time to discuss it.
No, I don't. I'm right on my way to class.
Yeah. Okay. And you were Father Benedict Hughes?
Benedict, right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
As we just heard, this priest of the CMRI believes that people who don't believe in Christ can be saved, including Jews who reject Christ, etc. It's also typical for heretics of this nature to dislike answering direct questions about their position in a conversation. They try to avoid answering direct questions about their position, and they prefer to get your address. Since their heretical ideas cannot stand up to logical scrutiny, they prefer to send their heretical gobbledygook in writing. In writing, it's easier for heretics to ignore direct questions, mask contradictions, and repeat lies that have been refuted. For when explored in a conversation, their position is proven to be false and illogical. Their position contradicts numerous dogmas, as we saw in the brief discussion of how all in the church have the same faith. As we've said for years, it's a fact that the priests of the CMRI, as well as priests of other quote traditionalist groups, believe that souls can be saved in false religions. This example proves again that they believe souls can be saved in any religion by quote baptism of desire and quote invincible ignorance. This awful heresy destroys faith in Christ, rejects papal infallibility, rejects defined dogma on the necessity of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith for salvation, and was the key to the great apostasy. See our website, endtimes.video, and also vaticancatholic.com. As well as our book, Outside the Catholic Church There Is Absolutely No Salvation, for the true Catholic teaching on salvation.